Skeptics may still insist that this is nihilism in disguise. It is not. Nihilism despairs at the absence of meaning. Absurdism, as I use the term, simply shrugs, then laughs. Nihilism declares the void and collapses into it. Absurdism recognizes the void and says, fine, let's dance anyway. If there is a refusal here, it is the refusal to accept that lack of meaning must equal lack of life. Others may accuse this work of irresponsibility. If nothing must be justified, does that mean anything goes? Does it mean violence, cruelty, betrayal are excused? No. To live in absurdity is not to abandon ethics, but to reframe them. If there is no universal tribunal, then responsibility falls more squarely on us. Our gestures ripple outward, not because the universe records them, but because other people do. Ethics need not be grounded in eternal laws to matter. They matter because we live together in this fragile, absurd arrangement. Perhaps the harshest criticism will come from those who demand clarity, who insist that a book must say exactly what it means, and mean something universally binding. I will disappoint them. The absurd, by definition, resists final clarity. This text is not a map, but a mirror. What you see here will depend on the angle of your gaze. Some will glimpse despair, others freedom, others only confusion. That is not a defect. It is the nature of the material. Why, then, write it at all? Because absurdity, left unnamed, festers. People stumble into it unprepared, expecting order, and when they find none, they break. Naming it, describing it, playing with it, these are ways of making peace. Not solving it, for it cannot be solved, but learning to breathe within it. In the end, this book is less a theory than an invitation. An invitation to stop demanding guarantees from life, to stop fearing mistakes, to stop hunting for the final, cosmic answer that was never promised. It invites you instead to laugh, to love, to pray, to suffer, to err, to live, all without justification. If you finish this book unconvinced, that is fine. If you finish it annoyed, that is fine too. If you finish it and forget it, even that is fine. The absurd demands nothing from you, not even agreement. It is simply there, the silent backdrop against which we act. But if you finish it and find yourself breathing a little easier, if you discover that you can walk through your days with less fear of failing to measure up, then perhaps the absurd has already done its work. It has not explained. It has not justified. It has simply allowed you, for a moment, to exist without apology. And that, in a world like this, is no small mercy. Chapter 1. Absurdity as a Form of Mercy. We, billions of soft-skinned bipeds clinging to this little blue planet, are all, whether we like it or not, witnesses to the overwhelming absurdity of existence. Every global event, every whispered thought, every attempt at an explanation, why we are here, what we should be doing, turns out to be riddled with absurdity. The years strip away the disguises. What once appeared as an exception has now become the default background hum of life. Events lose their logic. Words lose their weight. Truths evaporate. And yet, if we glance backwards, it becomes clear that the absurd is no newcomer. It wasn't dropped here by accident, nor did it erupt from some cosmic glitch. It has always been with us, sometimes concealed beneath the heavy curtains of faith, ideology, or orderly institutions, sometimes bursting through like a clown at a funeral. It never leaves, never really weakens, only waxes and wanes like an unwelcome moon. On the personal scale, absurdity shows its face in the impossibility of giving life a neat explanation. We are born without being consulted, driven by desires that can never be fully satisfied, and then we die without a closure or reconciliation. None of these milestones provide stability, and none of them close the circle we desperately try to draw. Absurdity rules in the realm of family as well. Two lovers, once convinced their passion would outlast the sun, look across the dinner table years later, as if at strangers. No catastrophe has occurred, only time, indifference, and silence. Jealousy, too, is absurd. Love curdles into suspicion, possession, and hidden violence, as though affection could